Proverbs 31, verses 1 through 3, these are God's words. The words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. What, my son, and what, son of my womb, and what, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. So far, the reading is God's inspired and inerrant word. King Lemuel is giving some words of wisdom. Notice who taught him the words of wisdom. It was his mother. Notice where these words are written. They are written in the Bible. This is very similar to earlier in the book where Solomon said that, addressing his own son, telling him to heed the words of his mother as the words of God, which reminds us that moms are to learn what the Bible says. Girls are to learn what the Bible says for when they become moms, so that you can teach your sons, so you can teach your daughters the truth of God's word. If we're to speak God's words and have his words in our mouths, not only when we lay down and when we rise up, but when we go out and when we come in. Both parents need to know God's word well. And so his mother teaches him, and one of the things that his mother teaches him is to be mindful of others and to be mindful of God. To be mindful of others. What, my son? What, son of my womb? He has a responsibility not only for himself, but he has a responsibility to his mother, to honor her, who gave birth to him, keep the fifth commandment concerning her. And there's something of the agonizing of, or the emotional investment, agonizing over, or emotional investment in her son here when she says, son of my womb. It's a very tender, very earnest, very emotional way to address him. Reminding him that she has invested herself in him and he ought to repay her well, not just because God says honor your mother, but because she has given so much of her life, and even her very own body for the care of this son. And so he's to love his neighbor as himself, and up until this point, he's not yet married. We find that out in the rest of the chapter. Up until this point, he has no nearer neighbor in the world than his mother. And therefore, his carefulness with his heart, with his mind, not to do anything that is self-destructive. You see, the second part of verse 3 there applies to all sin. Do not give yourself, your strength, to ways that destroy kings. Do not give your ways to that which destroys kings. And so he's to avoid any sin, but especially that sin which is most immediately destructive of his own life, of future generations, of the family all around him, the sin of fornication or adultery, giving in to lust, forgetting that marriage is a covenant of God. And that's what she's immediately reminded him of in verse, at the end of verse 2, when she calls him son of my vows. That she covenanted before God with his father, and the son, Mr. Lemuel, the king now, who is coming, he is the fruit of their marriage. One of the things that a man and woman seek from God is they covenant together before God, and as they receive, each receives the other as the greatest earthly gift that God gives them, the one of all the creatures that is made uniquely for them and to be a part of them and to be a helper exactly corresponding to them and so forth. One of the things they ask God for or seek from God as a blessing on the covenant of marriage is fruitful offspring. Not only that the marriage, the mom and the dad would be fruitful and bear children, but there's a multiplication here. that they would bear children who then would be faithful to their own marriage vows later and be fruitful and bear children and so forth until the earth is full of image bearers in covenant with God first and foremost and forming these wonderful marriage covenants. And so it's not just his own upcoming vows that he is to be thinking about, but he is to think about himself as a blessing that has come upon the vows of his parents, a covenant blessing that has come to his mom and his dad in their marriage as the Lord has blessed them. So very important not to get taken with the looks or the immodesty, the showing off of oneself, or anything that a girl might do, or even the girl might not do, you in your mind might dwell upon how wonderful it would be to have that specific girl as a wife, and already be given your mind and your heart and your desires to one who is not yet your wife, or one who is not your wife. And then even worse, to have flirtatious interaction, which isn't careful against stirring up such interest in others, and even worse, not just flirtatious interaction, but actual actions of physical intimacy, which can be looks, touches, kisses, and so forth. All of this is that which destroys strength, destroys covenant of marriage to come, future generations that might have come or might have been blessed, and that would be would suffer much misery as a result of the sin, and to be unto your parents a grief as the fruit of their covenant, rather than a blessing to them as a fruit of their you being a fruit of their covenant. That's a very, very important to guard against all sin, and especially this particular sin that is a destroyer, not just of one life, but of generations, and the curse even to a misery for the generation before you that produced you. Be very careful of your hearts and of your minds, my dear boys and my dear girls. Boys are not the only ones who can fall in this way. And the Lord give to you to understand what his word teaches in places like Genesis 2 and Ephesians 5, so that you will be able to teach your own children the same from the Bible. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us your word, that we might be well instructed about how you have designed us and what marriage is and what your purposes for it are, that we might love you well and keep covenant before you with our spouse or our future spouse, and that we might love others well and be a joy and a blessing to our parents who bore us, who conceived us and bore us, and a blessing to our spouse, whom we may not even know yet, and a blessing to generations that are yet unborn. O Lord, grant that your Spirit would make us in our life, in our thoughts, in our affections, to be shaped by, instructed by your word. May your Spirit write your word upon our hearts, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.